We have talked before on Bravo Brazos Valley about the generosity of this community, and this is once again another grand example of that. A group of a dozen local citizens spent the first 2 weeks of June in the Ukraine. It was a mission with the purpose of providing aid for orphans, and there are a lot of them. Kent Dale and his wife Nancy were on this unforgettable trip.
Most of us are Aggies, and we went to Ukraine. We actually went into Donetsk, Ukraine, and completed humanitarian and mission-type work at two separate locations. The first location was in a village outside of Donetsk, Karlovka. And at Karlovka, there is a small orphanage. And these children are... it's a social type orphanage. The children have been picked up in the streets. Some of them are true orphans, no parents. Some of them have been abandoned. Some of them have, their parents have dropped them off at various locations. And the second place we went into was to the Ukrainian Children's Heart Hospital, or Institute as they call it. And took some medications, met with staff there. Joe Dickinson, who's with me, he led the group that went to the heart hospitals.
Joe Dickinson is an A&M grad student in civil engineering.
But my wife works at the Med here locally, and she has some medical skills. So we also went with Lisa Howell, who is a veterinarian locally, and she's got some medical skills. So we were ideally placed to go to the hospital. Right. But the hospital is specifically for pediatric cardiac surgery, so children's heart surgery.
What they found in the Ukraine was eye-opening and sad.
The situation is pretty grim for them. They have very little financial support from their government, so they just do what they can with what they can, and they're very limited. Their medicine cabinet was probably about 4 feet tall and about 2 feet wide, and was empty, except for maybe a little bit of rubbing alcohol. Their oxygen machine was a mask with a plastic, with a rubber tube that went through a glass of water to humidify the air in the mask. So it was very limited on resources. They just don't have anything. They're not equipped to deal with what they're doing.
But now the medical knowledge that they found was just fine, just a lack of supplies. Here's Joe Dickinson.
Their doctors are very well trained. Their problem is not lack of knowledge. They know what they're doing and they know how to do it. Probably just as well or better than American doctors do. They just don't have the resources. So it was pretty run down. It was like walking back into the 50s in a hospital here that's broken down in the 50s. So it was a tough situation. And we were able to buy medications for them. We bought about $750 worth of meds while we were there. We took them some meds from here that had been collected by Leslie and Lisa through their work. So we were very blessed to be able to do that for them. So it was a good work we were doing, for sure.
There's more to tell about this humanitarian trip by Aggies to the Ukraine, and we will do that tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.